Thank you. Before I get started, I kind of wanted to thank a few folks that helped with this. Of course, Kevin opened his office to us and really helped us through the community and identifying things in the tour. We kind of messed with Annette's office a few times, bringing people in and out to interview. We interviewed 20-plus people in the community to gather information. We also interviewed people in Bartlesville, Washington County, and in the Tulsa area, and had interviews with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce in Oklahoma City. We also gathered some demographic information to kind of set a baseline going through this. Just to set the stage, in a lot of economic development strategies, they'll be much deeper than this and have a lot more action items, and they'll have timelines put to them. What we've put together is what we call an action plan, and it is basically something that's going to, there are things that need to be done now. So there's no waiting 6 months or waiting a year or waiting 2 years to do some of these things. So we put the action plan together, and I think about page 3 or 4 of your document, you'll find a page that's kind of outlined in blue, and that's demographics of this community that was put together by Headwaters Foundation, and that's through 2017. And the only thing I would comment under demographics is your median age of your community is close to the national average. The population growth is 5.6% nationally. It's 2.2% in Dewey. That's significantly lower than national growth rate. But if you look at other communities in Oklahoma, you all are faring very well as far as population growth. The place where you're way behind the national average, and things that I always use as a scorecard for economic development, is you're way behind in household income and per capita income. And if you're doing a good job of bringing primary jobs in, high-paying jobs, those are going to correct over a period of time. So next slide. I guess the next two slides. We saw you didn't have a stated mission, but we felt like the thing that's used on your signage as you come into town and things on your printed material on your website, a city of vision, was a great mission. We think you probably need to adopt a vision statement. We authored this one for you, and that vision statement is Dewey as a fun, friendly, safe, comfortable, and growing community. And you all can adopt that or alter that if you'd like. We just wanted to make a suggestion to kind of set the base and get this thing going. Next slide. We divided this report into three sections. The first one is business attraction and retention. The second one was placemaking, making a place for people to do business, a place for people to live. And then the third one was tourism. And I'm going to start with this first one. Our first goal, and under each one of these sections, there's going to be some goals, and then we'll state some tactics. And the tactics are things that we feel like we recommend that you do, things you need to do to help position Dewey for economic growth. The first goal is covet and promote the existing primary employer base that you have. Work with them to provide a platform for growth and success. Nationally, according to International Economic Development Council, 86% of your new job growth is going to come from companies that are already here. So oil field pipe supply and Coffeyville Resources, some of these companies are already here. If you're doing things in your community to help them set a platform for growth, you're going to see a lot of new job growth follow the economy there. Some tactics that we're recommending that are in the document that we presented to you. We're recommending that you develop a simple database to survey local primary employers and store that pertinent employment and company information. This is a lot of work, even though you just have a few of those companies that provide primary jobs, so you probably want to consider using a volunteer force to do that. There are companies out there that put together large, expensive databases, but no more companies than you have. You can probably track this on an Excel spreadsheet pretty easily until you add more companies to it, and then you can consider going to that database. Next slide. Goal number two, make Dewey the hotspot for retail development. And we have three tactics under that goal. One is to develop a fact sheet that has all the potential development sites and development buildings in the community. This fact sheet needs to contain ownership of the property. its status for marketing. Is it for sale? Is it not for sale? Traffic counts, if they're available. Location data that would include utilities. The big thing right now is internet broadband service, and you need to indicate on these whether they have it or not, and if they do, what that strength is. And then any incentives that the community would provide for a retail company to come in and locate something at that site. The next tactic that we recommend is to join the International Council of Shopping Centers. That'll cost you about $125 a year. Everybody that is involved in commercial development, commercial real estate, is connected with that organization somehow. We're recommending that you be active in their local events and their regional events. They usually have an event in somewhere in Oklahoma. They usually have a little larger regional event in Fort Worth, and we recommend that you participate in those, that you go to those armed with the data sheet that we recommended in the first tactic, that you go there prepared to show them sites and buildings and places where they can do retail development here, that have traffic counts and those sort of things. The International Council of Shopping Centers has a huge trade show in Las Vegas in May, and we are recommending that you not go to that. That show is very, very large. It's very, very expensive to go to. And the level of developers and the level of investors that meet at that show are way beyond what you need to start with here. And I don't think that'd be a wise expenditure of money or time or resources to go to that show. If you're active in ICSC locally, and you're active in the regional level and at that Fort Worth Red River event, you're doing everything you can. By the way, that's the same strategy that Tulsa and Oklahoma City Chambers use with their retail development. There are some small things that you can do as incentives. We're recommending as another tactic that you develop and print a list of those things that the city can do to help a retail project off the ground. You know, if it's dropping a culvert in a bar ditch and covering it with SB2, if it's extending a water line or a sewer line, gauge what the return investment for the city is going to be on that, but have that printed where you can show a developer that you're willing to do that sort of thing. Next slide. Goal number three is prepare Dewey to attract new businesses and primary employers. First tactic is we're recommending that you host and work with consultants, Oklahoma Department of Commerce project managers and developers, and most importantly, that you designate somebody as the point person for economic development. Over my career, I've seen a lot of communities lose a project because a site consultant or a corporate real estate executive or a commercial real estate person would come into the community and it wasn't really clear who was in charge or who was kind of putting things together. So it's very important that you designate a person in the city that is the point person for economic development and make sure that that is well known. The next tactic that we're recommending is to rename the Washington County Industrial Park. The word industrial brings connotations of blue collar, dirty, smoke, loud, noise, and it's a dated term that you don't see used very often. In your document, we've recommended a couple names that you might use. You might think of things like a business park or technology park or technology and business park or something like that. We would suggest maybe you get a local focus group together and kind of determine what that name is. But using that term industrial park takes everybody back to the 60s and 70s, and I think you want to have a more modern front when you're trying to market that park. And this is another tactic, and this is something that I think you all are already doing to some extent, and that's set up a regular schedule with your city staff to mow, trim, pick up trash, be sure that that park's pristine and ready to show at all times. And again, I think you're already doing some of that, but we put that in here as a tactic. The next tactic, get the new signage up on U.S. Highway 75, where you turn to go to the park, and then signage at the park. That signage should include the logo, the look that you have on your welcome signs into the city, and we're going to talk more about signs in just a minute. But the sign on Highway 75 should direct people to the business park. The sign that's down in the park actually ought to have a directory of tenants in that park, and hopefully we're going to be adding tenants to that sign as we go forward. The last tactic, and again, I kind of covered this on the front end, host fam tours. Look for opportunities to bring those project managers from Oklahoma Department of Commerce. Look for those opportunities to bring site selection consultants. You actually have one site selection consultant that lives right here in Washington County. Those people, you need to be on their radar screen. They need to know what size land you have available, what buildings you have available, those sort of things. Next slide. Next, we're going to jump into the next slide. You can hit the next one. This is placemaking, and the first goal that we put under there is to implement a vibrant downtown development program. And you've done a good job so far with some of the downtown development, but as far as tactics are concerned, we're recommending that you extend the lighting and the banner program that you've got here on Don Tyler along 75. You want to do things on 75 to capture that massive amount of traffic that goes up and down that highway and get them to turn off and go places and go to things in your community. And having banners out there will help do that. Having a different type of lighting like you have on Don Tyler will do that. Another tactic we're recommending is to conduct a clean sweep campaign following festivals and events. A lot of times when you have a festival and event, it gets litter and trash in, and let's have a volunteer group or a volunteer bunch that can come in and sweep right after that and make sure that the morning after an event it's as clean as it is right now. Develop a strategy for moving empty buildings on Don Tyler. And there's several things that Kevin and I have talked about here that have been done in other communities. And probably the strongest one that I can recommend is you need to designate downtown as kind of a district by itself and look at your fire safety ordinances, your ingress and egress. And a lot of times if you're looking over those regulations, those ordinances, and those laws, it motivates a building owner to do something different with a building that's a positive for your downtown. We're also recommending another tactic, and this has been done in downtown Tulsa the last 10 or 12 years, and that's to host pop-up events on Saturdays or maybe even on a holiday to demonstrate the potential for locating downtown. And very quickly for people in the audience and for you all, this pop-up event is to go into some of the empty buildings, and obviously you have to have the owner's permission to do this, but maybe allow a retail business from Tulsa or from Kansas City or someplace to come in one day and set up a one-day business. And you advertise it like you would a festival, and maybe they'll realize that there's a market here for their product and have interest in leasing or renting or buying a building downtown. When Tulsa started their redevelopment of downtown back in 2009-2010, they did this very successfully three or four times a year, and you will gain some tenants out of that. Next tactic that we're recommending for downtown is provide free Wi-Fi for downtown. Bartlesville has free Wi-Fi downtown. Tulsa has free Wi-Fi downtown. You may be able, in some cases, to even find a sponsor for that. A company that's a provider of internet service might want to install routers along Don Tyler that would provide free internet, but when you get on the free internet, their web page comes up, and it's actually a marketing tool for them. So it does something real good for them, but it also provides free Wi-Fi downtown. And then when you have that, put some signage up downtown to tell people that there's free Wi-Fi downtown. That gets you into this century. Now I'm going to get real wild on you. You ever been to Austin, Texas? You know what back-end angle parking is? They're doing it on one street in Tulsa, and it's real hard to get used to. But your police department will tell you that it's safer, your accident rate will go down, and it's basically taking your angle parking and angling it the other direction, and instead of pulling the front of the car into an angle parking space, you pull up and you back into it. Then when you get all the groceries and all the packages that you bought downtown loaded in your car and you get ready to pull out, you don't have to strain your neck. You're looking out your windshield and you see oncoming traffic and pull out. That's the main benefit. The other benefit is it's unusual and it's different, and there's no other small town in the state of Oklahoma doing it, and you're going to have some people drive up here just to watch and see what it looks like and to try it. And that's what you want to do, is you want to get people in your downtown. Next slide. Goal two, develop a Dewey business promotion strategy. I know you have the Dewey Civic Association. I'm familiar with it. I've worked with them when I lived here, and that's a great organization. We're recommending that you explore the creation of a Dewey Chamber of Commerce. A Chamber of Commerce is a business representative organization, and you have an organization here that works with some of the businesses, but evolving that into a Chamber of Commerce is a good next step for you and puts some strength to that. The other thing that we're recommending along with this is to develop an ambassador program in that organization. And you can come up with whatever name you want to, but we looked at the history of Dewey. We looked at your Western heritage. We looked at kind of the cowboy theme of everything, of the sheriff and deputies, and we thought a good name for that ambassador group would be Dewey Deputies. Very much like Oklahoma Department of Commerce, when they go to California and New York and other places to try to recruit business, they have what they call a territorial marshal program. This is the same kind of concept, just using a little different name. Next slide. The last section we're going to talk about is tourism. Tourism is the most simple form of economic development there is. People bring money from outside your community into your community, and they spend it, and it gets turned over many, many times in your community. It's almost the description of economic development. And we want to try to do some things or recommend some things that will help you bring more visitors in and also their dollars. And there's several tactics here. One is continue to improve, promote, and support the Washington County Fair facilities. Work with that fair board. Maybe you can have some different regulations, some different rules, depending on what kind of groups are meeting out there. Doesn't necessarily just have to be the county fair. You can recruit conferences. You can recruit horse shows. You can recruit lots of other things. But there's a lot of things you can do with those buildings. And right now they sit empty a lot, and they need to be revenue producers for your community. The second tactic is we're recommending that you design and install wayfinding signage. We put a photo in your document, if you turn to it, of an example of this that they have done in Jinx. If you go to Northwest Arkansas, all of those five cities in Northwest Arkansas have gone together to do wayfinding signage. It all has a unique design. It's very attractive. It all looks the same. But as you drive through, the wayfinding signage will tell you how to get to City Hall. It will tell you where the banks are. It'll tell you where the antique stores are. It'll tell you where the restaurants are. Again, it's part of that getting people to turn off of this highway and come into your community and spend some dollars and invest here. The next tactic, it regards the Tom Mix Museum. Again, great museum, a great asset to your community. But the generation who saw Tom Mix in movies is diminishing and getting smaller and smaller. But we think having the Tom Mix Museum here is a great asset, but we would like to see you kind of encourage them to maybe investigate traveling exhibits. A lot of museums have a traveling exhibit come in for a short period of time, and that way the people that go to that museum all the time aren't seeing the same thing over and over again. They're seeing some new things, but they're getting in the front door of that museum. I don't know if there is one, but there may be a John Wayne traveling exhibit. There may be a Gene Autry. There may be a Roy Rogers. There may be somebody that fits that Western historical theme that they could rent a corner to and have a traveling exhibit. And people who haven't been in a Tom Mix Museum for 10 years would want to go see that. It would get them in the museum and get them in the door. We're recommending that you work with the team at Visit Bartlesville. Maria Gus runs the Convention Visitors Bureau Visit Bartlesville. Their budget last year was $65,000. They spend that bringing people to this part of the world. And you all need to get with them and figure out some partnership to get in on that promotion. The last recommendation we have under tourism is recruit a hotel to Dewey. If you have to give them land, but you need a brand name hotel on the north end of Dewey. A Holiday Inn, a Hilton, a Marriott, probably one of their Express or one of their economy models to move in, and you would be surprised. Tourism officials will tell you that tourists that come into town spend a set number of dollars, but if you can get them to spend the night, the multiplier is 7 or 8 times the dollars that they will spend in your community, because staying overnight, there's so many more things that they have to do and so many more things that they have to pay for. This is my last slide, and then I'll take any questions that you have. There's a lot of things you can do with this plan. You can put it in the cabinet over here and forget about it. You can just do part of it. But I'm recommending that you do all of these. These aren't timed things. These aren't things that need to be done in the next 6 months. These are things that need to be done now. I don't think I've hit you with any recommendations that are really going to break the bank. I think it's the right plan. I think Dewey, Oklahoma is the right place. You all and you all are the right people, and this is the right time. The hardest part of implementing a plan is getting out there and taking that first step.